Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's put a bow on week 14 of the NFL season on Tuesday, December 14th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. We begin with a massive divisional matchup on Monday Night Football between the Los Angeles Rams and the Arizona Cardinals. The Rams got bad news just ahead of this contest. On Monday afternoon, they announced that tight end Tyler Higbee and star cornerback Jalen Ramsey were being placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. Had a lot of action in the first half of this one. Both teams moving the ball, but not finding the end zone early until Matthew Stafford hit Odell Beckham Jr. in the second quarter for a 2-yard touchdown.
Stafford wants a throw fault, and it is caught! Touchdown, Odell Beckham Jr.
Rams took a 7-3 lead before tacking on another field goal and going up by 7. Cardinals get inside the 1-yard line with just over 3 minutes left in the half, and James Conner finds the end zone after the second effort on a 4th and goal. Rams add on another field goal, and then Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray led them down the field, and after some nifty tap dancing on the sideline, he's able to get them in field goal range. We go into the break tied 13-13 at the half. Both quarterbacks put on a show in the second half of this game. Rams opened the second half strong when Matthew Stafford fired a laser 52-yard touchdown to Van Jefferson.
On first down and 10, Stafford loads up for the deep shot. Running ahead of everyone is Van Jefferson. Touchdown! 52 yards for the score.
Kyler Murray responded by throwing an interception to Leonard Floyd and giving the football right back. The Rams found the end zone again when Matthew Stafford hit Cooper Kupp. 5th straight series that ended in points for the Rams to go up 27-13. Cardinals responded with a fantastic drive that ended in a James Conner touchdown dive. Fast forward to the end of the 4th quarter, the Cardinals get the game within 7, under a minute left to go. They have to attempt an onside kick, and the Cardinals actually come up with it. Kyler Murray takes the field, and Arizona has back-to-back penalties to push them back. A couple of plays later, Aaron Donald seals the game, sacks Kyler Murray for the 3rd time on the night. Rams win 30-23. Couple notes from the game. Cardinals wide receiver A.J. Green surpassed 10,000 receiving yards. He joins DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, and Antonio Brown as the only active players with 10K. Rams wide receiver Cooper Kupp has now topped 90-plus receiving yards in 9 straight games, tying Hall of Famer Michael Irvin in 1995, and his new teammate Odell Beckham Jr., who did it in 2014. Rams improved to 9-4 on the year. They've got Seattle coming to town next week. Cardinals fall to 10-3. They head to Detroit. I already mentioned that cornerback Jalen Ramsey and tight end Tyler Higbee were placed on the COVID-19 list for the Rams. It was a bad day across the league on Monday as 36 players in total were placed on the COVID-19 reserve list. All 36 players tested positive. Names like Chargers left tackle Rashawn Slater, who's now in danger of missing Thursday night's contest against the Chiefs. Chiefs could also be without wide receiver Josh Gordon. Other big-time names like Giants wide receiver Kadarius Toney, Vikings running back Alexander Mattison, Washington defensive tackle Jonathan Allen, and that's just to name a few of the players who were placed on the list on Monday. It was announced a few hours later after the NFL confirmed that 36 players were placed on the COVID list on Monday. They are now requiring booster shots of all Tier 1 and Tier 2 staff by December 27th. The memo was sent out to teams across the league. Some good news for the Baltimore Ravens on Monday afternoon is Ravens head coach John Harbaugh told reporters that quarterback Lamar Jackson has an ankle sprain, but went out of his way to emphasize that it is not a high ankle sprain. He indicated that there are plans for Jackson to be out there this Sunday. They'll just have to see how things go. When Jackson left the game against the Browns on Sunday, he was carted off the football field, so there was some worry there about the Ravens' star quarterback. Good news in Baltimore, however. It seems like they're hopeful Lamar Jackson will be available for this weekend's matchup. The Browns confirmed on Monday that running back Kareem Hunt is considered week-to-week with an ankle injury. The Browns have a short turnaround this week as they play the Raiders on Saturday afternoon, so it sounds like Kareem Hunt will not be available this week for the Browns and could possibly miss some time moving forward. Bills head coach Sean McDermott confirmed on Monday that star quarterback Josh Allen is dealing with a foot strain. They list him as day-to-day, but expect that he should be able to go this week. Giants defensive end Leonard Williams suffered an elbow injury on Sunday that's feared to be significant. He is expected to miss time, and this late in the season, there's a chance that he does not return. Buccaneers running back Giovanni Bernard suffered an MCL injury in addition to a hip strain in Sunday's win over the Bills. He is expected to miss some time. We got a huge matchup coming up later in the week between the Los Angeles Chargers and Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday Night Football. Chargers running back Austin Ekeler aggravated an ankle injury that's been bothering him in Sunday's win. He's going to be a player to keep an eye on as the week moves on. And don't forget, their star left tackle Rashawn Slater might not be available after a positive COVID-19 test. That's all I got for you on Tuesday, December 14th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, we please ask that you leave a kind rating and review. Always remember, we're in the five-star business here at the SB Nation NFL Show. Make sure you're tuned in later today. It's the Oddcast with BLG and Rob Stats Guerrera. They got the only 100% accurate NFL power rankings. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.